The pandemic fight is far from over. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's the signal being sent at a global COVID summit, the second one hosted by the U.S. as the president leads the nation in mourning the awful toll, a number coming soon in the Johns Hopkins count.
In an appeal to world leaders for renewed international commitment to fighting COVID-19, President Joe Biden marked a, quote, tragic milestone of 1 million deaths in the U.S. due to the virus.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each irreplaceable losses.
Flags have been ordered lowered to half staff at the White House and federal buildings across the country through sunset on Monday in memory of those lost. The president has also requested another $22 billion in funding from Congress for testing, vaccines, and treatment. But so far, lawmakers have refused.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, there's been a mainly partisan split over the amount of funding, with some lawmakers also pressing the White House to reverse the upcoming end of Title 42, the COVID-related policy that turns away many asylum seekers. A mixed report on inflation in the latest reading at the wholesale level.
Month-over-month headline number was 0.5%. That, of course, includes food and energy and everything else that Americans are, that pain that we're feeling right now across the country.
Fox Business's Cheryl Cassoni, but the increase was 11% compared to a year ago, close to a record. And first-time claims for unemployment benefits ticking up again to 203,000. Ahead of the midterm elections, the economy and abortion replacing health care is the top concern in a new Monmouth University poll, which also finds a majority of Americans surveyed having a tough time paying for gas. And the public remains divided on which party they'd rather have in control of Congress, with 77% disapproving of the job lawmakers are doing. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parts of the Midwest are in storm recovery mode.
Cleanup across Minnesota today, where massive trees are smashed down on houses as straight-line winds moved last night across the state.
I heard the tree fall. It sounded like the wind was coming through my apartment.
Oh, that's the worst one I've been in since I've been here.
They're in the Twin Cities with downed power lines causing outages to thousands from St. Cloud to western Wisconsin and flooding from Minneapolis to Fargo. The storm also blamed on a deadly crash in southwest Minnesota, and as more severe weather threats extend across the upper Midwest today.
Fox's Jeff Minasso. Further west and south, a wildfire fight continues with more evacuation warnings in New Mexico, where crews have a weeks-long battle with containment efforts amid gusty winds. In Southern California, a wildfire that started yesterday has burned at least 20 multi-million dollar homes. Nearly 300,000 Mercedes owners are being told to stop driving their vehicles because of possible brake failure. The recall includes various R-Class, ML, and GL vehicles from the 2006 through 2012 model years. The German automaker offering free towing to get the cars to dealerships for inspection. The potential brake issue stems from corrosion that can cause a vacuum leak. In Tennessee, something precious survives a car calamity.
Meyer's Hart and his high school sweetheart, Brooklyn Stevens, were driving a rental car.
I think the coolant reservoir blew, and it shot the hood up and spewed fluid everywhere, and then it just went up in flames.
The couple, along with a friend, pulled off the road, saw the car was on fire, and realized
the ring's in there, and we couldn't get it out.
Williamson County Fire Rescue doused the flames and found the precious ring.
It was melted against the seat. It was perfectly encased in the ring box.
They gave Myers the ring. He got on one knee and popped the question. The answer?
Yes. Yes, of course. I want to.
CJ Papa, Fox News.
The Dow's down 327. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.